This is VOA News, reporting via remote. I'm Richard Green. NATO leaders are meeting Thursday in Brussels to discuss their short-term and long-term response to Russia's month-old invasion of Ukraine. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg told reporters shortly before the meeting that Russian President Vladimir Putin has made a big mistake to wage war against an independent sovereign nation. Stoltenberg said Putin has underestimated the strength and bravery of the Ukrainian people. He also warned that any use of chemical weapons would be a blatant violation of international law and will result in widespread and severe consequences. U.S. President Joe Biden is due to announce a new round of sanctions targeting Russian political figures, oligarchs, and other entities at the summit. President Biden will also meet with leaders of the Group of Seven industrialized nations and the European Council. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is also scheduled to give a virtual address to NATO leaders during Thursday's summit. The Russian stock market resumed trading Thursday under heavy restrictions. Trading was conducted on a limited number of stocks, including energy giants Gazprom and Rosneft. Foreigners are banned from selling, while traders are barred from short selling or betting prices will fall. The restrictions are meant to prevent a repeat of the massive sell-off that took place on the day of the invasion in anticipation of Western economic sanctions. Hundreds of Western companies have pulled out of Russia. The exchange rate of Russia's currency, the ruble, has tumbled. And Idaho has become the first U.S. state since Texas to enact a law that bans abortions after about 6 weeks of pregnancy by allowing lawsuits to avoid constitutional court challenges. AP's Jennifer King has more.
Idaho's Republican Governor Brad Little waited until the last minute to sign the measure. It effectively bans abortions by allowing would-be family members to sue an abortion provider for a minimum of $20,000 if they carry out the procedure after cardiac activity is detected in the fetus. Rapists can't file a lawsuit under the law, but a rapist's relatives could. A number of other states are pursuing similar laws, including Tennessee, which introduced a Texas-styled abortion bill last week. In a letter, Governor Little said he supports pro-life policies, but also expressed concerns about its mechanism for evading court review. An official with Planned Parenthood said the group, which operates Idaho's three abortion clinics, was exploring all their options to restore the right to an abortion. I'm Jennifer King.
This is VOA News. New York City Mayor Eric Adams is expected to announce Thursday that he will exempt athletes and performers from the city's vaccine mandate for private workers. The move will allow Kyrie Irving, the star of the National Basketball Association's Brooklyn Nets franchise, to play home games in the Barclays Center Stadium. Irving has steadfastly refused to take the COVID-19 vaccine, which has limited him to playing with the team when they travel to other cities. The city's sweeping vaccine mandate for workers will still apply to people with other types of jobs, including government employees. Chinese state media say rescue crews have expanded the search area for the second so-called black box from a China Eastern passenger jet that crashed in southern China earlier this week. State broadcaster CCTV said Thursday that larger pieces of debris have been discovered for the first time, including engine components and a section of a wing with the airline's red and blue logo painted on it. Authorities said Wednesday they had found what they believed to be the plane's cockpit voice recorder. Wednesday's search for the Boeing jetliner's flight data and cockpit voice recorders were hampered by heavy rains, which filled the large crater caused by the crash, raising the risk of small landslides. The recorders will play a crucial role in determining the cause of the crash. Flight MU-5735 was carrying 132 passengers and crew when it went into a sudden dive and slammed into a mountain Monday. Data obtained from a flight tracking website showed flight MU-5735 plummeted at a rate of nearly 8,800 meters per minute before it crashed. So far, no survivors have been found. Repeating our top story, NATO leaders are meeting Thursday in Brussels to discuss their short-term and long-term response to Russia's month-old invasion of Ukraine. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg told reporters shortly before the meeting that Russian President Vladimir Putin has made a big mistake to wage war against an independent sovereign nation. He also warned that any use of chemical weapons would be a blatant violation of international law. You can find more on this story and others on our website, voanews.com. Reporting via remote for VOA News, I'm Richard Green.